Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Lots of long intros today.
I know. Let's wait for it, I guess. There it is.
Dude, I just bit my tongue as bad as I ever have.
Oh. I thought you meant like I could have said something, but I chose not to.
I didn't eat much for lunch, even though Wheeler brought in some Schnook sandwiches. And he also brought in some... what's it called? Red velvet cookies?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm just going to have half one of those. And I was really exuberant about it. And I chewed my tongue.
Oh, no.
So yeah, it's been there.
The back
molars, yes, on the side there.
The back right. And now it feels like if you cut a grape in half, like that's how swollen it is.
That's going to be all weekend. Man.
I know.
Sorry.
Okay, seriously?
I can't be there tomorrow.
At least you don't eat salty mouth. Food.
With that,
I said, at least you don't eat salty food anymore.
Yeah, it's true. Oh, man, it hurt.
Do we have any travel packs in the office? Because that will help.
I don't think we do. I think we're out.
Well, let me check my desk. I might have some.
Are you holding out on me there?
Well, it's not holding
stash.
Out. Not if you claim them early and then ration them.
Then they're
them.
Yours?
Yeah, those are mine.
Dave will come in and is like, Rach, are you holding?
I should have known.
He doesn't mean anything illicit. He just means smart mouth.
Yeah, we used to have an employee here that used to just come in and take it. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
The smart mouth?
Yeah. She told me one time, she's like, oh, by the way, I just come in once a month and take the bottles out of your box.
Is this someone I know?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Is it somebody I would believe?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Weird topic, but the afterlife is a huge topic for people, you know? Religious people, non-religious people. And I was thinking about this last night, and I'm an agnostic, hopeful agnostic, not an atheist. So everyone hates me, including the atheists. But all I really hope for is there to be no hell, which I don't believe in hell. It's one of the major reasons I don't believe in religion. I think it's a ridiculous, logical concept. But as Louis C.K. said in his stand-up, if you don't believe in God, you better hope there's no hell. Like, you better hope as hard as you can possibly hope that there's no hell. But if there's anything, and what I'm trying to say is my expectations are so low. I would love it. Like when I had the reading from the medium a few weeks ago, I would love to see my family again in this idealized way and everyone's happy and everyone's forgiven. That would be fantastic. The near-death experiences that I have read over the last 25 years, where the flowers are colors that we don't even have on Earth, that would be amazing. But if I opened my eyes and I was just like a particle of dust in the cosmos, but I was somewhat sentient, and I don't even have to know that I'm Dave. If I just know that I'm someone and I'm pleasant being that dust particle, sign me up. How do you guys feel about that? Do you have expectations? Do you have fears?
I don't have fears. Unless everyone's description of what we all refer to as God, depending, no matter what religion, right? If you believe in a monotheistic system, pretty much they're all the same in that it's a loving God that sees us all as his children. No being that is loving would sentence their children to eternal hell for things you allowed them to do.
I agree.
So unless that whole paradigm's wrong,
and we're just dead wrong,
then I'm not worried about it. And I'm not going to worry about that either, because if we're all dead wrong, then who the hell knows? So, I mean, I don't think it's a concern, because I don't think it's meant to be a concern for us. We try to figure things out because that's what humans do. We don't like uncertainty. And that's a case where I'm okay with uncertainty, because I don't think I can know. And if I find out, great. But I mean, like, my definition of knowing something is not believing it. Knowing something or having knowledge of something means you can prove it. I can't know that something is real unless I can prove that it's real. I can believe it. I can feel it. Right? It could feel real to me, but it's still not the same. Knowledge can be measured and proven. Otherwise, it's not knowledge. It's belief. And that's not diminishing one for the other. It's just noting the differences in the two things.
Mm-hmm. Rach?
I guess my first question for you is, do you spend time wondering about other denominations' versions of hell?
No. It's a great question.
Yeah.
No, I don't. And I think that's so fascinating about religion.
Right.
I don't think that it's amazing that I was a Christian born in Illinois. I don't think it's amazing that you're a Jew born in Tel Aviv or a Muslim born in Yemen. I think where you're born has 99% to do with it. But the religion I was raised on, I wasn't raised religiously, but I was raised in a house where it was just, of course, Jesus is God. Like, there was no question.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And so, no, whatever the Muslims have, I don't give it a thought. Which just goes to show you how provincial our thinking is.
You don't think of Hades for the ancient Greeks?
No. I think of the Christian hell I was brought up on.
Yeah, right. And that's kind of the point, is that everybody sees the afterlife through the lens of what they believe. But a lot of what they believe, as you pointed out, is based on where you're from.
Yeah.
And who your parents are. And
sort of just to follow it logically, like, Hades, the underworld, has just as good a chance of being real as, like, Judeo-Christian hell.
Brian says, if there is no hell, then Jesus died on the cross for no reason, because he was the sacrifice for our sins. He drank the cup of God's wrath for all of us. All we have to do is accept it. Yeah, I know the story real well, Brian. I just don't buy it.
But again, that's the line of belief versus knowledge.
Yeah.
That's fine as a belief. I'm not telling you you're wrong, because I say I don't know. But that's not a fact. That's not knowledge, because it cannot be proven that that's what happened. And if you walk through the logistics of that, if you take it logically and not spiritually, so God created rules, and then to get around the rules, sacrificed himself to himself. Right?
I mean, I don't know. I don't want to like try to talk anybody.
I'm not trying
out
to talk anybody out of anything. I'm just saying that
you do you, but don't make the questions rhetorical. Don't make us answer them.
But I would also point out, and I'm not saying this like Brian's stupid or something. He knows this, but Brian believes what he believes because of all of his experiences.
Exactly.
All of his studies.
Right.
What his in particular church teaches.
Right.
there are millions and millions of Christians who don't believe in hell, who believe that when Jesus made the sacrifice, that was the sacrifice.
Getting rid of hell, right?
Nothing more that we need to do.
Right.
Everyone's covered.
Right.
Millions of Christians believe that.
Right.
And I think that everyone, from an agnostic to an atheist to a Catholic to an Assembly of God goer, needs to keep that at the front of their mind, that there are other people who claim to be what you are who believe quite different things.
Yeah, everybody believes they're right.
Everyone believes they're right. Yes.
And that's
everyone believes they're right about everything, not just God.
Yeah.
We all believe that we're eating the right cereal. We all believe that we're putting our money in the right place. We all believe that we, you know, chose the right person. We all believe, because if we believe something else, we believe something else. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And where it gets dicey for me is, again, this is speaking as someone that is not saying there is a right or wrong. I'm saying I don't know. I can't say that enough. I don't know. But when people come at you in the way that devoutly religious people do, like they know. That's hard for me.
And I used to be that person.
And if you're in that spot, someone coming at you that way from a different perspective would very much upset you, mm-hmm. and very much maybe even offend you. Doesn't really offend me because I get it. I'm like, again, I understand it's not meant to be aggressive. It's not meant to be mean. But what is set as a certain set of beliefs for certain people is not necessarily the reality for everyone else.
And also to remember that the way you believe, the way you feel about other people's gods is the way they feel about yours. They're not sweating what happens in Christian hell.
Correct.
Because they don't believe it. It's true.
That's right.
And I think it's absolutely true that everyone on earth is an atheist because there are about 1,000 recognized gods. And you are an atheist to 999 of them.
It's interesting.
You just happen to be an atheist of one more god than you.
Yeah, and I also make the same argument to an atheist. You don't know either. A lot of times atheists come at you with the same certainty that a really faithful person does, and they don't know either.
Right. But as I always say, I was very young. I was about 18 when I got saved and was a Christian for, you know, many years after that. And I would have passed the lie detector test, 100% convinced of not just the overarching Christianity, but my in particular beliefs.
Right.
And I was going to a Pentecostal church and the speaking in tongues and all that kind of stuff. Although I never did that, that was a big part of it. If someone said, well, speaking in tongues is ridiculous, that's not a sign of the Holy Spirit, oh, I'd go to the mat over that. I was absolutely sure.
Mm-hmm. And
so I don't look at those people as stupid or bad people because I was absolutely that person.
No, it's not. I don't think I have any judgment towards anyone, atheist, religious, whatever, until it becomes something you're trying to force on other people or you're trying to push what you believe on me. It doesn't matter if it's just me, but I mean, like we have to be a little bit more respectful of that. And Joel on the stream references Ricky Gervais. And his explanation, he is an atheist, Ricky Gervais, and he makes very strong arguments about it. He just told a believer, though, his famous line is, I just believe in one fewer God than you do.
Yeah.
Because you line it up and you say, okay, there's all these other beliefs. You don't believe any of them, right? Okay, so in that way, you're like me, except in this other one case, which is the one you believe in. And again, I don't think it's fair to judge and say anybody is wrong. Because everyone, Brian could be right, you know? I mean, any one of them could be right. We don't have any evidence that says one's right or the wrong.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, DGS and KMOX. I love that we went straight from debating the existence of God into Funky Town.
Well, yeah.
That's quite a DGS moment right there.
I don't think we were really debating it. We were just like, who knows?
Dave Murray's a little early, so he's joining us a little early. Hey, Dave.
Hey, why not? I just got finished giving Janice a shower.
Oh, that's nice.
I can't believe I'm early. Can't believe I'm early.
Has the pain moderated yet, or is it still getting worse?
It's not getting worse. It's kind of steady right now. We actually see the doctor in about an hour from now.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have some answers, I think. But it's fascinating because I had to get a plastic bag and put it over her arm.
We don't need to hear about this.
Split, tie it all up with rubber bands. And
what happens in Laguna Beach stays in Laguna Beach, man.
Actually, it was quite fun.
Probably more fun for you. Yeah, you could probably convince her of anything. Like, look, the doc said this is what needs to happen. So I'm not that interested, but he said.
You were under anesthesia. You don't remember what the doc said.
Sure. Yeah, he was really adamant about this part.
I have notes. I've recorded it.
By the way, if anyone is interested, I was interested. If Nick Reiner is convicted of murdering his parents, he is out of the inheritance. There's a law called like the Slayer Law.
The Slayer Law
in California.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know the answer to that.
Mm.
So
it's a big part of the first Knives Out movie, which is why I know about it.
Is it really?
No need to doubt yourself
part.
Like that.
Yeah. Well, it's because they're trying to prove that the person, the young woman who would get the rich guy's whole inheritance, murdered him. And so she couldn't get the inheritance by the Slayer Law.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
I came across one of these, because I guess there's two girls, or maybe there's two boys and a girl in that
family. Two boys and a girl, yeah.
Okay, I came across the daughter's Instagram earlier today, and it took me a second to figure out who she was, and when it dawned on me, I was just like, ugh. Like, imagining what she and her sibling are going through.
Yeah, they said...
I mean, I can't imagine, you've just lost your parents because of your siblings.
Yes.
How do you even begin to just live a normal life after that?
No, she said that they are experiencing indescribable pain every moment of every day, which I believe.
Mm. Yes. Yes.
Having lost people in normal ways, and you know how those first few days and weeks are, something like this, thank God that none of us know what that's like.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't imagine much worse than that.
Okay.
Back into Funky Town.
I think he's kind of admitted to it, hasn't he?
I haven't heard that.
I thought I heard, and maybe I just wasn't paying attention, I thought he had explained to the police exactly how he did it.
Oh.
Wouldn't surprise me. He's evidently hired, like, the biggest, baddest attorney in California.
Yeah, that's what I understand, yeah.
So he must have had access to some money.
Yeah, you don't envy that guy, right? I mean, you know, I guess he's doing it because he... unscrupulous and gets a lot of money or whatever, but
I doubt getting him off the charge is even in his mind.
Yeah,
it's probably just working out the best deal because he could still face the death penalty.
Okay.
I can't imagine he would given the circumstances, but he could. All right, quick break, right back, and more with Dave Murray. GS 334, Dave Murray is with us from the Saliga Heating and Cooling Weather Desk. STLKE says, Andrew, it's not unscrupulous for an attorney to represent someone like Nick Reiner. Everyone is entitled to legal representation, no matter how awful the crime. Yeah, that was something it took a while to get used to in law school. We had a good friend of mine, Billy Margulis. His dad was like the guy for criminal defense, and he came in and spoke to our 1L class once, and you know, like Chet's made the point, of course, before. So under the ethics of being a lawyer, you can't lie. And so if I'm representing Kevin, who clearly killed Rachel, and you're the jury, I can't tell you something that's not true, which is why typically defense attorneys, as I understand it, I never represented someone criminally, will say, whatever you tell me stays with me. But, and I'll give you the best defense I can based on the facts as they are, but don't, I can't say something that's a lie. So don't lie to me and have me go out there and say, you get what I'm saying.
STL Kel's had enough of me today.
Yeah.
They keep coming after me.
Yeah. And then Mitch says, Merry Christmas, Dave Murray, from your biggest fan, Mitch.
That's right. Right back at you, Mitch. Thank you very much.
Very cool. Well, Dave, I got caught in a little miniature monsoon this morning, man.
There was a thin little line, woo, and there was thunder and lightning around. We thought there might be, and boy, it was not very thick at all, but that's what you got caught in.
Yeah, that was really something. I can see that it's clearing up out west.
Yep. Cold front is through. It is well off to the east, southeast now. The winds have gone to the northwest. Temperatures are really in the low to mid-40s at this point. We're going down to 21. Lots of clouds around over the next couple of hours, partly to mostly cloudy. We'll probably clear out after 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Very windy. Some 40-mile-per-hour wind gust will continue over the next several hours. And I would think about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, we might see a couple of snow flurries here and there. Wind-blown flurries, don't be surprised. Lots of sunshine on Friday. It stays windy, especially in the morning. Fading winds in the afternoon, but kind of a chilly 38 degrees. 32 on Friday night. Saturday, the last weekend before Christmas. Saturday, the winds swing to the south. Sunshine, we pop the temperature up to 56 degrees. A dry cold front coming through fairly quickly Saturday evening, down to 28. And Sunday, partly sunny and kind of a chilly 43 degrees. Winter begins Sunday at 9:03 in the morning. And we are looking at very warm temperatures Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, probably into Friday of next week. Talking 60s.
Yeah, I got no say in it, but I'm not sure I'm crazy about that. How about you guys?
I agree with you.
Yeah, we had a pretty warm Christmas maybe like 4 years ago, and I remember after all my family stuff was done just like going to the park and walking through the park, and it was really nice, but it didn't feel like Christmas
time. You and Kurt could play tennis on Christmas.
We're kind of planning on it.
Yeah, kind of fun. Whoa.
Is that a code word?
Man, no. Dave is full of beans.
We're not over here talking about our showers on the air, Dave Murray. Just relax.
Yeah, Mr. Bathing each other.
No, I was not bathed.
Between that and the hot tubs.
Dave's sulking like, what is my turn?
I'm usually not uncomfortable.
Man, you have made my day.
I mean, to make Dave Glover blush.
And you are. Look at that. You are blushing.
I keep thinking of jokes. I'm like, can't say that one. Can't say that. Yeah.
That's larger than I'm just sitting here laughing. Every one of them, like, well, that's trouble. Can't do that one.
Brian M says Dave Murray's on the naughty list.
Oh, yeah. We all knew that.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
That was a given.
Generationally.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Right.
He was born on the naughty list.
Yeah. It's a rebuttable presumption.
I got to tell you, my dad would be so proud of this.
Yeah, he would. He would. Yeah, wouldn't it be great? Like, just to go out as an old man known for being a Lothario?
Yeah.
Right?
Famed for...
Yeah, famed?
Yeah.
It's great.
Work all your life, and that's what people
that's
remember.
That's your payoff. Yeah.
It'll be on the tombstone.
It should be. It should be. That's
asking,
funny.
Asking your future self what you'll be remembered for. And you're a bit of a tomcat. Tomcat, actually.
If you see
I
the,
just want to know if those ladies were fighting over him at the...
I think, oh, I bet.
Oh, you know they were.
You know what? There was for a while... fighting is probably the wrong word. But
there was tension.
There was a competition, and when one rose to the top, everybody kind of backed off.
Oh,
ooh, okay.
But that, you know, that's a generational thing, I think. I think that was a generational.
As I understand it,
like a lion pack.
As I understand it, with my vast knowledge of nursing homes, any guy that has a car. Is king.
Oh, that's yeah.
Yeah, I have found that too with my wife's grandfather is in a home and he can drive and he has a very nice car and he's steady. He's steady with a wonderful lady at the moment. But there, I mean, he had his choices. Let's put it that way. So
it's being back in high school.
See, yeah. It's not that unusual.
He got a good car.
You think about it. It's another reshuffling of the deck.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter who you were before.
No.
You're in the house
now.
No,
you're absolutely mm-hmm. right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we got that solved. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you, Andrew, for coming on to the team.
So to speak. Headlines, Rach?
Yeah, before we do headlines, I do want to mention Dave Murray's Forecast is sponsored by Financial and Tax Strategies. And Headlines is sponsored by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So, CBS, I'm sorry, I feel like I do this story every day, but there's just more and more polls coming out. People are really feeling the financial crunch this holiday season. Now, a CBS News poll finds Americans say the holidays are costing them more, and some are scaling back. Only 32% of those polled are viewing the economy positively right now. I know a couple years ago when Biden was still president, we talked a lot about the vibes economy. Do you remember
that?
Yeah,
I remember that.
And it was basically the concept that things might actually be going fine, but if the general public doesn't feel it, the vibes are going to be bad. Yeah. It kind of seems like we're going through a similar thing right now. Because I remember last night during President Trump's address, he said that inflation or wages were raising faster than inflation. And as I'm watching, I'm like, that can't possibly be true. It doesn't feel true. It doesn't feel true. I looked it up. It is true. Yeah. It just doesn't feel that way. And I think a lot of Americans are on the same page with that. Yeah, so
there's a lot. I'm looking at a graph in front of me right now that charts the cost of homes and household income. And household income, this is dating back to 1985, it's nowhere near the... So I think in 1985, the household income looks like it was around $25,000 a year. And now looks like it's about 65, something like that. Well, the price of a home back then, the average was under $100,000. Mm-hmm. Right. It was like $75,000, $80,000. And now the average price of a home is over $450,000.
And the price of cars.
So
think of the price of cars.
Right. So the price of owning a home has quadrupled, and the family income has not even doubled, or has about doubled. So when you and what Dave just said, you throw in cars, you throw in all that other, throw in t- technology, right? Cell phones. Everybody got to have one now. Now, you're not, you don't have a landline, but a landline was a lot cheaper than a cell phone. And the cost of living is outstripping wage increases two or threefold. And you want to know why younger people having a hard time.
Yeah.
I mean, start there. The average home price is over $450,000, man.
Yeah. And when just talking about sentiments, too, you have to keep in mind this AI threat of taking all of our jobs is just looming over so many people's heads.
Yes.
So just a lot of things to take into account when it comes to these polls. And I hope we all start feeling better soon. And I hope things actually are better soon.
You know, I think about. I say this all the time. I'm not rich, but I'm well paid, and it has allowed me to put Phoebe and Nick through private school and college. And if Phoebe decides to go to law school, I'll pay for that as well. It's important to me. But I only have two kids. I don't know what people who have a bunch of kids and try to put them through college. Man, that's just got to be such a tough putt.
Man, we didn't even mention that in all of this, the cost of getting a higher education. What was the cost of going to college in 1985?
For me, it was $500 a semester, and WashU Law from 87 to 90 was 10 grand a year.
I also know that, you know, a lot of people listening will say, well, that's a personal choice and you should be able to overcome that. And I do technically agree. I just want to point out there is more of a pressure to keep up with the Joneses now than there ever has been, too, because of the whole social media factor. And everybody sees your business all the time. You don't want to be you don't want your kid to be the only one who doesn't have the new thing, or you don't want to be the only people who don't have the nice house or what have you.
Yeah.
Again, that's a personal choice, but it does factor into the way things feel and the way people spend money. So,
yeah. So in 1985, 1986 school year, the average tuition for a public 4-year university, the tuition alone, not counting anything else, was $1,300. private colleges were $6,000. And then counting like room and board and all that, it was less than $5,000 a year for the public schools. And right now, the average in-state tuition for a public school is $10,000 to $12,000. So it's 10 times what it used to be. And for the private schools, it's more like $45,000 compared to $5,000. So when you're seeing the dramatic increase in cost for a higher education, for a house, for a car, these are the bulk of what take up all of our money when you're making money, right? Well, you wonder why people that don't have parents that can give them a down payment, or don't have people in their lives that can help them. It's not hard to figure out why this is the way it is.
Yeah.
Let's just do one more story because we do have to go to break soon. Nearly half of Gen Z says they want crypto for Christmas. 45% of Gen Z would like to receive cryptocurrency as a gift.
That's so Jessica of them.
Oh, my gosh.
You can all have 500 million Dogecoin.
Thank you, Dave.
All righty.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. It's gonna tell you what to do.
You better watch what you say. You better watch. Welcome back, DGS 351. We just had a big, nasty thing happen in the computer with the clocks and the advertisements and the this and the that. And Wheels, I don't know about you. You know more than I do. But it brings home that after 25 years in this career, I don't know anything about it. Like, if these two fell down dead, I can do this.
Yeah.
But this is the only thing in radio I can do. I have no idea how to run a board. I don't know what a clock is, really. Like,
you mean like the programming clock, not a time clock?
No, I don't know how to tell time.
It's his darkest secret.
It's my secret shame.
He's like, that's why I work in radio, so I know what time it is.
All I know is half past a monkey's ass, quarter till his balls.
Yeah.
Yep. That was enough. That got me through.
How is that a national thing that every kid knew?
Yeah. And now people hate it. People hate when someone says, like, quarter after, quarter till.
What? They do?
Half past. Oh, yeah. That's a big thing.
I don't do the half past. But
among the youngins, they don't like it.
Quarter after?
Mm-hmm.
Quarter till?
Right. Like, just say 2:15.
It's too many words.
Just say, kiss my butt.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Say, kiss my butt, Jessica.
Oh my gosh. I really hope my friend Jessica is not listening today.
She's going to
be like,
what the hell?
She's going to be like, why are we letting them do this?
It's Gen Z, damn it. They said we have to do that.
People in the Midwest are far more likely to say than People on the East Coast and the South are far more likely to say than And people on the West Coast are split evenly.
What if you say both and it's the only thing you say? Because that's where I am. It's 50-50 and I don't say anything else.
What are you if we're walking down the hall, we don't see each other, we almost run into each other? What do you say?
Oop.
I'm a big oop.
I go straight into the skipper.
Oop.
I think last time that happened to me, I went, ugh.
Wheels and I almost ran into each other today.
Yeah.
I keep running into people around that corner. Like, I almost ran into Annie like 2 weeks ago. Today it was Wheels. And I think we at the same time went, sorry.
Yep. I think ope has become a trend.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's like, just natural.
Because I don't think I said it when I was younger, but now I say it every time. There's like, ope.
Half of Americans, almost half, 44%, say that they will not stay up till midnight to ring in the new year. Other than when I was playing in the band and I had to, for me, the New York City ball drop at 11 p.m. Central, that's my time.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
That's New Year's. Yeah.
I like to stay up.
Get this. A coder in Sweden launched a site where you can buy drugs for ChatGPT. You can buy and add code that makes ChatGPT act like it's on various drugs like weed or ketamine.
Why?
I guess, like, if you're having a conversation, you want to have a conversation with someone who's wide on drugs.
So
like,
if it's on ketamine, does it talk like Elon?
Like, I'm not trying to... look, why don't we cure a disease? Why are we pouring our time and energy into, like, it would be so cool if your computer was high and could talk to you? Like, I don't understand how that helps anyone. Just put that energy into something that's going to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, but we're... I think a lot of people are thinking it.
Yeah. Also, that crash of the American Airlines commuter plane with the Army helicopter. Did you see that the government has come out with their conclusions and have said, and I don't know that much about how military justice works, but they have said that the government is liable and there's 67 lives lost. And so now it's just going to be a matter of how much they pay them.
Yep.
They also blamed the pilots of the airplane, saying that they did not pay enough attention, but that definitely the pilots of the Army chopper were not even close. So,
I wish you guys could understand how messed up the computer is right now.
The computer is...
I can only laugh. Like, I genuinely don't know what to do besides laugh.
Destroyed in an incredible way.
So what's it showing you?
I don't even know how
to... A whole bunch of nonsense?
Yeah, everything is not how it is.
Things that are blue are not supposed to be blue. They're supposed to be green.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I think maybe things will get better when we move on to something else. So what I'm going to do is
let's have Dave do his live.
Yes.
Let's let Dave do something he knows how to do.
Yes.
Okay. And the boys in the truck will take care of this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. we host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.